I'm Louise Brooks, sister of Andrew Mark Brooks.
Obviously a tough day for you today.
Yeah, very difficult, mixed emotions. Obviously it's the last anniversary, which will be held at Anfield. I am very sad about that. But obviously I think it's the fact that, you know, obviously we haven't got our verdicts yet, so... You know, so it's all, we're all on tender hooks at the moment.
Is it the hope that 2016 is the year that you can finally start to maybe get some closure?
I hope so. I mean, it's out of the family's hands now. We've just got to put our faith and trust in the jury.
What is it like knowing that this day is coming round every year?
I think I'm finding this one the most difficult, and I don't know why. I think that maybe it's because, obviously, the inquests are almost over, and also because it is the very last memorial service at Anfield.
Obviously not going into anything that's gone on at the inquest, but what's it been like for... Because I know you're down from Bromsgrove, aren't
yeah,
you?
Bromsgrove, Worcestershire, yeah.
For that 2 years of having this inquest, how has that affected your life?
For me, obviously, both my parents have passed away. My father only died 10 days before the inquest began. I don't have any other family. It's just me now. And I don't just... do it for my brother, I do it for my parents, you know, my dad's very last words before he died was, please, Bab, don't ever give up fighting for truth and justice. And so I have a responsibility of, you know, keeping my promise to my father as well.
At 3:06 today, Liverpool, the wider area, will all go silent. For you as one of the family members, what does that mean to have that support of the whole city behind you?
Oh, well, I mean, this city... I mean, I did used to live in Liverpool. This city and the people of Liverpool have just been absolutely amazing to myself and also to... you know, obviously Andrew and, you know, my late parents. But, you know, it's quite ironic, really, because obviously I'm sat here in the Shankly Hotel. I'm very, very good friends with the Shankly family and, you know, especially Chris and Jenny. And the support that the Shankly Hotel have given me and Chris and Jenny and Emma and, you know, everybody... It's amazing. If you just told my brother 27 years ago that I would be personal friends with Bill Shankly's grandson, my brother would have thought you were completely off your head. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I find quite strange. I think Hillsborough is a very, very small world, and I've formed friendships which I would never have imagined I would have formed.